Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
That's right. We thank y'all for coming in. We got these quiet music, y'all, you know, because we got a lot to talk about today. We're not going to waste no time.
Come on with it.
We're not going to waste no time. We actually thank God because a lot of this stuff, we don't script it. We go right off the dome.
It's whatever the Holy Spirit
is. Whatever God tell us to say.
Come on with it.
So we don't script this, man. We just, hey, cuz, Tommy, how you doing, fam?
Hey. Hey,
Apostle
Tommy.
Apostle Tommy Jordan, that's my cousin.
All right, we have Pastor BJ on the line. Now, Pastor BJ, we are asking everybody to shift over to the Shift Movement 2021.
But if you
Facebook
don't get this today, it's okay. You know, we're not going to Dallas. What?
In Sheena. The event, though, that you do go over, what we want you to do is give it a thumbs up, like the page, and then just put I shifted so we can
see
your comments that you shifted.
So listen, y'all, listen. Today, we want to get right into this. That's we're not going to waste no more time. We're going to work it out. So
that's
those
right.
who still on my page, it's okay today. We ain't worrying about that, but we just want to do what God called us to do. We're not going to. We have people to worry about this technical stuff, so we're not even gonna worry about that. We're gonna get it.
Sacred Stone Studios.
Shout out to Sacred Stone Studios here in Houston, Texas, y'all.
God.
If y'all need anything studio wise, anything, if you need to do your podcast if you need to do some studio recording, y'all
and
holler
they have
at these
a new studio.
And I'm gonna do some events here too, man. These are some. Some blessed brothers, man. I love them guys, man. We done develop like brothers. So
yeah,
they all married
that's
too.
The kind of people they are.
They all married. That's the kind of people I like hanging around. They married too. Yeah.
Right,
so we're gonna have prayer, y'all. We're gonna get started in this. Lord, we thank you for this day.
You, Lord.
We thank you for this hour.
Thank
we bless you,
Lord.
God. We thank you for this opportunity, God, to do what you called us to do, God.
Glory to God.
And that's to win souls, God. And we thank you for this platform,
thank
God,
you,
that you've allowed us, God. It's no
thank
goodness
you,
of our
Lord.
Own, but it's the goodness of you, God.
Yes, God.
And we thank you, God. And we honor you today, God. We bless your name, God. And God, if there's anyone on this line, God, after we're done that required, that desires to be saved, God, God, you do it, God. God, because that we desire to be different
yet impactful.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We thank you today, y'all. So today, y'all, we're going to talk about rules of engagement.
Let's get it. Let's talk about the rules of engagement. And the reason
we came up with this today was because there's a lot of things in couples that we kind of deal with and we mess up because we don't really understand how to digress to be selfless.
Yes.
And to engage in a relationship.
That's right.
So sometimes some of us don't even know what to do, but if we practice certain behaviors, if we practice it, I'm a witness. If you practice certain things, you're going to get better at it. You know, better's going to come.
Hey,
Pastor BJ,
my
bishop is on the line. Yes.
That's right.
My bishop is on the line.
Alicia, I know you're not nowhere. I'm not far, so.
Sheena, you shifted.
You
yes. Come on, Sheena.
Come on in,
she
everybody.
Shifted. We got you in. We getting
that's
y'all in.
Right.
We thank y'all. Because we want to kind of move everything
Amen.
To this page, y'all. Hey, cousin. Tisha. So anyway,
we got
y'all.
Keisha on the line.
So the purpose, like
Miss
I said,
Langston.
Rules of engagement. We came up with just, not even just come up with, but we want to talk about just how we can kind of like meet in the middle. Meet in the middle.
Yeah.
That's what rules of engagements are.
That's the place of selflessness.
It's the meeting in the middle of the place of selfishness. We don't want selflessness.
Yeah.
We don't want you to come all the way over to the male side,
uh-huh.
and we don't want you to go all the way over to the women's side because
right.
that's an unbalanced relationship.
Yes,
but we want to meet in the middle. We want
to
meet in the middle for rules of engagement.
All right.
So the first thing, we started this thing Monday, y'all. And some of y'all, it was comical, but I really wanted to kind of like talk about this, y'all. Now, as a husband, I don't really go shopping a lot with my wife, but when I do, this is just one topic we're going to talk about right now, but I'm going
to
start because we started this.
The rules of engagement for it.
Yeah, we started this on Monday. So we went to the mall, right?
Right.
And we went to the mall and I was shopping with my wife. But and I started to think, and I wanted to ask the fellas. I said, listen, fellas, when you go shopping, do you like to go shopping with your mate or your spouse? Do you like to go shopping? When I was dating, I did not like to go shopping with my wife. Or, you know, because simply because women, they have to, first of all, women, y'all are very picky.
Y'all know I got something to say.
Y'all are very picky. Very picky. That means the dress or the pants, they got to fit a certain way.
That's right.
They got to fit a certain way. They got to look a certain way on you.
That's right.
And then you got to feel like this clothes make you, like the clothes make you for some reason.
No, the clothes make women. But when the clothes lay right, it just makes us walk different. It makes us feel better.
Uh-huh. We understand that. But and because of that, you go through every hanger in the rack.
That is not the case.
This is a small. Let me look at this. This is a medium. Let me look at this. This is a large. Let me look at this too.
He doesn't get it because a woman that's in a medium will never look at a small, and a woman that's in a large won't go through all the sizes. I'm sorry,
Thomas, my boy Thomas on the hunt. He said my girlfriend hasn't showed me that female type of shopping yet. Food shopping, Thomas. I'm telling you, they do it.
Not all of us.
So in
not
dealing
all of
with
us. Oh,
now,
no,
okay,
sir,
so
we are not.
No, but how do you guys today feel that pickiness
that
rubs
pickiness
off on your men? Tisha, no,
Tisha,
it don't.
Men love to shop too. I don't know where he.
Hold
gave
on,
this
wait
from.
A minute now.
So what's
one
the
thing,
rule of engagement?
One thing about men. Let me tell you something about men.
Okay.
Men know what they want. When I go in the store, I don't care what store it is I go into. I go in Walmart. If I go in Walmart, I know what I want. I'm going straight to the aisle. If I don't know where the aisle is, I'm going to ask the worker there.
You know what you want.
I know what I want.
You don't
so I'm
know,
go.
But you still, uh-uh. Okay, so this is the part y'all didn't see. If you guys saw our live on Monday. My husband went into these stores in the mall, and he was like, babe, what you think about this? Babe, and he was trying stuff on and calling me from the other side of the store where I was trying to at least get me a little shopping in. And I left what I was doing so I can come over to see what, because he obviously needed me to chime in. So this is the question I have for the rules of engagement. What if that is the way that a woman desires her quality time?
That's why we have rules of engagement. Because
why is that so taboo today?
No, it's not taboo.
Men have this issue with going shopping. I think that that's just something that's been put in the heads of men.
It's not taboo.
They do not desire to go shopping.
It's not taboo. It's I would call it meeting in the middle because, again, Al, my boy, when you shop with your lady, guys, plan to. Thank you, Al. That's what I'm talking about.
Plan
it
to
always
wait.
Turns nope. out to. Al. Nah, I know what I want before I go to the store. I envision. That's what I'm talking about. thank you, men. Y'all speak up. When we go to the store,
ladies,
we plan it out.
Ladies,
we plan
in,
it
ladies.
Out. We know what we
chime
want.
In.
We
okay.
don't know the clothes.
Overseer Chris Burton is on the line. Overseer, we need you to shift over to the shift movement. If you're on the line on Jesse's page, we're trying to get everybody to shift over to the Shift Movement 2021 Facebook page because we want to address your comments. But let me tell you, Overseer Chris says, I sit in the car.
See, that's what I'm
rules
talking about.
Engagement.
But no.
Okay,
but see, that's not a good
rule.
Rule
number one, he said, don't get distracted. LOL. Okay.
I would say rule number one is, now, if you know your woman's going to take time, allow her that time.
That's
allow
right,
her that time. If you got to go, see what I do. I'm going to tell you what I do. I go to the other aisles. I go to the men's section and I stay over there. Or I go to another store. I'm already ahead of the game.
That's the BJ talking about in and out.
See, I'm in and out. Thank you. This is the this
is
how us men think. We think.
Come on. Thomas said, my girlfriend hasn't shown. Okay.
See, most men.
Shopping, I sit in the car and wait.
Thank you. Most men going to say, listen. Most men going to say, I am going to wait in the car, or I'm going to wait in the other store, or I'm going to wait by
so
the...
So wait, Pastor Jay, that's what I wanted. Okay, so that's what we come to these rules. Okay.
Get distracted.
I understand, but okay, let me ask you this then.
Uh-huh.
Why can't we look at the glass half full instead of looking at it half empty? I think we should change the narrative, people, because listen, there is nothing wrong with... what if that woman says, baby, I just want to get your input. Why is that have been put in our heads so strongly that It's how hard is Keisha? To go.
Oh, my husband will shop till I drop. Come Step on. Me over and keep on shopping. Come on. He's buying for. Oh, wow.
That's what I need. Thank you, Keisha. I needed that.
Ladies because, like to pick and look at everything available. Most deaf. That's right. You
but
know what?
What's wrong with that? Women, what's wrong with that man taking that as quality time? This is something she likes. But, so let me. That's the meat in the middle, right? Mm-hmm, let's something she likes.
Women
because
are.
Because I might want to put my feet in a pair of shoes and want my husband to be like, oh, snap, babe. I like those on you. Them shoes make your legs look sexy. I want that. Instead of just coming home and hoping he see me while I walk through the house in some heels and my sweats just so he can see I bought a pair.
We are not. Well, how's your husband picky, Tisha? How's he picky? You see, I want women, let me tell you something. I want to go. That's right, Thomas.
Say he envisions. But
hold on. Women have, they'll inspect the gadgets for sales. If they like a sale. They
every
know
woman not
every
like that,
woman
not
to
not
me
like
knows
that.
What a sale rack is. A man just know like what a man just know what a product is. So I feel like how we can come together, y'all, and make this thing work is we got to meet in the middle.
That's right. And we got to meet in the middle.
So the middle is allowing you to have your now. Here's me. I would say Kim said, I think if shopping is her love language, speak
come on,
it because we sit in front of the television
that's what
and watch
talk about.
Kim, I like that, Kim.
Okay.
Kimberly Scott,
thank you
I like
very
that,
much.
Kim. I like that, Kim.
Thank you very much. I knew my girl was gonna come through for me.
Kimberly Scott, I like that.
If that's a love language, it's not like she's
that's
asking
true now.
You to do something detrimental to your health.
But see the thing is though, but hold on, women. Here's the thing. You have to express that. Because you can't expect a man to fulfill that love language if you just expecting him to be there and you don't say nothing. So I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that. But most time women don't say that. They just go and, bae, I need you to take me shopping. And of course, nine times ten, they say, bae, I need you to take me shopping.
Let's
that means bae paying for it.
That's right.
That means bae is paying for it.
Engagement number two. Make sure he bring his checkbook or his card that with that chip on it.
No.
That's right.
You can't. I do like that though. Kimberly Scott, I like that. If that's your love language, let's talk about it. Meet in the middle.
Tisha says her husband is picky behind the colors. He said the colors have to match. He don't do the color blocking. He be having to make sure he matches. Oh. And I know that's right.
Oh, okay. So wait, I think she said he was picky. Hey, Candy, love you, good sis.
Candy, hey, babe.
I think Tisha, if I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, you said he's picky with your clothes or he's picky with his clothes?
Okay, where's the mallet when you need one? I object.
Boom, that's right. That's right. That's right.
No, there is no mallet. Bah,
there's a mallet.
There is no mallet. Because of the simple fact that if a woman desires her man to come shopping, she might need you to say, babe, that dress looks so nice on you.
But
what if that's her love language, like Kim says? My sister
he picky.
Is absolutely right.
Bro, how my brother picky, though? I mean, he picky with his clothes. Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Men today like to shop because a lot of these men raised by their mamas and big mama them, so they know how to shop now. It's not like it was back in the day.
So, all right.
So stop getting on us, man. Y'all know y'all like to shop, too.
Wait, now I have fallen in love with my pants fitting like my husband loves them. Gotcha.
That's right.
Okay.
So
okay.
When he comes and he say, oh, babe, and do that little look like, that look good on you, that is like amazing. Now, don't go up in there saying, I ain't going to do that because I don't want her to get in the habit of wanting me to come shopping. But every now and again, a woman wants her man to come just to spend that quality time doing that thing that she likes.
So Sheena, wait, I think so Sheena, you think men shop worse than men? I mean, worse than women?
Okay, Sheena lives in New York, and a lot of New Yorkers be dressing, so.
I mean, but again, they don't go in, they know what they want.
Sheena.
They know what they want. So, here's another one. Stuff has to be the exact same color. So he matches, he coordinates, like,
that's right.
What's the guy's name? Got the coordinate. What was his name?
Carmen Burton is watching. Carmen.
Carmen.
Girl.
Where you at, Carmen?
Your husband said he be sitting in the car when you go shopping. And Carmen, y'all, if y'all ever seen Carmen Burton dress, honey, that thing be sharp.
He don't like color blocking at all. So you mean to tell me the inside of his jacket got to match his socks? The inside of his jacket got to match his socks?
All right. Carmen, we are asking everybody to switch over
Chris, you already know who
Facebook
paying.
Page Shift Movement 2021. So if you,
Chris,
if
you already
can
know
do
who
that
Pam.
Real quick, take the time to go to the Shift Movement 2021 Facebook page so we can engage with you a little differently and a lot better. But anyway, Carmen said, truth, sis, they only want to shop when they have needs.
Boy, wait a minute. Al West.
That brings a whole other perspective to the table.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let's wait a minute. Al West said, the meat in the middle, pack a bag, bring a drink, and then.
See.
That's right, Al.
That is not
pack a bag.
That is not a meat in the middle. That is not a meat in the middle. Be in there with
Tisha.
Her.
I hate
don't
Tisha.
Get irritated.
She said, when them pants be fitting right, he always be cuffed.
That's right. Look.
I got you. Wait. You that? No, no, no. Lucy in there. So I got another one, y'all. We got another one. We got a whole lot of you. We got some rules of engagement. Lasagna, there you go.
Watching. Hey, that's my girl right there, Jazz. Listen, go over to the Shift Movement 2021 Facebook page right
now.
Hey,
Jazz.
So we can interact with you better on that page, okay? Yeah, we're shifting everybody over.
We're going to put the link back up again so you can click on the link and go ahead. Yeah, so
that's
we can.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
We're trying to get everybody on. So
okay,
listen.
Okay, Candy. I'm
so
waiting for your comments, girl.
So here's another one, y'all. I was listening today. Uh-huh. I really wish I could have called into this radio station. I got this from a radio station.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk about this tonight because this is a part of some of the rules and meeting in the middle. Now, they was on the radio today talking about a man, if he has a woman or wife, that kid, first of all, that threw me off right there. But they said if he has a man, if he has a woman or he has a wife, he is not supposed to wash dishes. He's not supposed to cook. He's not supposed to clean. And it was one more I forgot. One more. Thank you, Al. Thank you for sharing the link. He's not supposed to cook. He's not
all
supposed
right,
to clean.
Ladies.
And
I
he's not supposed to wash clothes. That's what it is.
I
wash clothes,
coming with this
cook,
one.
And clean. Mm. Please give me your input on that.
I will start. First
please give
of
me
all,
your input on
that. If that a, doesn't work.
Wait, let me say the question one more time for y'all out there. If there, a man who has a wife or a woman, he is not supposed to cook. He is not supposed to clean, and he's not supposed to wash clothes.
Okay,
what do y'all think about
that? When
that
or and if he has a wife or a woman, that or a woman, if you just his woman, you don't have to be doing no wifely duties. Now, if that's something you like,
yeah, that's why it threw me off because
out of the kindness of your heart, okay. But marriage does not mean become his personal. Laundry person, his person.
Exactly.
None of that. Because when you put an obligation on that stuff,
yeah,
then it makes it so that it becomes a chore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anything that I do for my husband to be a chore.
Yeah, well,
that doesn't work in our household. I
she said, clutching my pearls.
I know. Clutch them pearls, girl.
Clutch them
pearls.
Because
that was not, oh no.
See, my thing with that was, it really bothered me. Yeah, Carmen said, on what planet? That's right.
On what planet?
But you know what? I agree with y'all. I really agree with you. I wanted to kind of hear what y'all said about that. Because I agree with y'all because women, y'all are not housewives only. Y'all are not supposed to be barefoot. I mean, we call it barefoot and pregnant and nothing about yourself. No, I don't agree with that at all.
See, I enjoy cooking. I love cooking for my husband and fixing his plate. I do. I'm a Southern girl. However, if he required that of me and that became my job, I think if anytime I drop the ball, then it would be an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like those kind of arguments are necessary. Sometimes he cook a mean hamburger, don't you, babe?
Yeah. So the sign said, if I work like he do, we can share responsibilities, but I do cater to. But you know what,
exactly.
though?
Exactly.
But you know what, though? I believe in relationship. The rules of engagement here is if you the way to get what you want from your relationship is to give.
Right.
It's to give it. So
yes.
if you're giving time, because most women just really just want you to listen, want your quality time.
And what's wrong with
And
listening?
I believe if you're giving that. I mean, what my wife do for me, a lot of times, I automatically just want to do for her. I automatically want to do it. So it comes in second nature. Like, baby, you sit down today. I'm going to make sure, because especially if I done paid all the bills and she come home and she cut the lights on and the electricity cut on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When she do that, she make sure I got a meal.
That's right. And I fix a big plate. And sometimes when he don't eat it all, I'm like, babe, you not hungry?
Meet in the middle. Share responsibility. So, is share responsibilities, do that mean women, y'all dump the garbage too?
If that garbage is full and my husband is at work,
this is a question.
I'm not
going to
wait
it.
For him to get home to dump the garbage. I will take it out myself. But for the most part, he don't want me to.
Carmen said, there's nothing wrong, but slavery has been over. That's right.
That's right, Sonya. We was raised right.
That's right.
I will take the trash out. But he don't like me to take the trash out. He don't even like me picking bags up out the car to
That's
carry
right,
him
Thomas
in the
Hunter.
House. He want to do all of that for me, which makes me desire to do that stuff. And I'd be like, no, babe, I got it.
Thomas said foreplay can be the man doing the housework.
Oh, you, Thomas
Hunter.
Thomas, you right about it.
I want to do the good China
you
on a Tuesday. That's right.
You want to, boy.
That's right. But see, you know what, though? That is
Al,
communication.
Are you laughing at how I say dump the garbage? Okay, if I take the trash out. Okay.
Same thing. Dump the garbage, take the trash.
But yeah,
same thing.
You better not be home vacuuming when I get there.
But see,
or
y'all,
wash
but see,
the dishes, boy.
Yes, I will. But I don't like to take the trash. Never have. You don't need to take the trash.
Yeah, we don't like
women
to
don't,
do it.
But if
it's overflowing, I'm not gonna wait and say, "Well, that's his job," because that's not his job. If it's overflowing and it needs to be taken out, I'll take it out. But he doesn't like.
Okay,
it.
Okay, Kimberly, because he's my king. Not I have. Got you, Kim. Empty the can. No, stress.
He's trying to say another word for dumping the garbage.
Empty the can. Or take the kids to the pool.
See, not that empty the can. See, we can't even do right.
If he wants help in certain areas, he should help in certain areas as well. That's right. Doing those things is a gender, isn't a gender role.
It's not
a gender.
Right.
It's not. I agree, Tisha.
The word says in the book of Titus, woman, beekeepers at home, but I believe in sharing. Now, beekeepers at home does not mean that your husband is going to come and say, I'm not supposed to cook, clean, or wash clothes when I get married. No, because you're putting the responsibility on her to do that, and that becomes her job. Marriage is not
That's a good question.
An employment opportunity.
Oh, Al just asked a good question. Al said, does sex solve miscommunication? No, it does not.
Elaborate.
Sex is not the answer to fix problems.
It's not.
Fixing the problems fix the problems. Sex is the reward from you fixing the problem.
Sex is worship, baby.
Yes.
We shouldn't even call it sex when you get married, because once God put his finger of approval on that thing, it is something totally different.
And a lot of people, what they do is they use sex.
Yes.
To sweep the issue under the rug.
Right.
But the issue gonna come back up.
That is true.
Yeah. Sex is used to sweep it under the rug.
That is not the way to do it.
You gotta deal with the issue. You gotta deal with the issue. If you don't deal with the issue, I promise you, sex is gonna
Don't dirty up something so beautiful by making it your scapegoat, your way out of conflict, your way out of dealing with something that she may want to talk about, which leads us to another rule of engagement.
Okay.
What about when, how men have been programmed that if a woman say, babe, we need to talk, that all of a sudden it's a negative thing. Sometimes it's just a corrective method, like, okay, baby, we need to talk. It's not, I'm going to whoop you or I'm going to get on you because you grown.
That's right.
But it is one of them things. First of all, if you talking with your spouse all the time and y'all always communicating, we need to talk, should never be a scary subject.
That's right. It shouldn't be a scary subject. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're reading these comments. They're coming in too. Tisha, yeah. Say that again, babe. I'm sorry. I was reading the comments.
What did I say? Oh, okay. What I was saying was, a lot of times another rule of engagement we want to talk about is when men have come up with this thing of, man, I hate when she say we need to talk.
Oh, okay. I got you.
She say we need to talk, man. I already know it's something bad.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men, first of all.
Voya is on the line. Voya, how you doing?
Voya Penn, what's up, boy? What's up, V?
So
here's the thing. Most men have, a lot of men, and it just have been the structure of family. Family, for some reason, I don't know why, in the church, especially in the church, family has not been what it's supposed to be, like, especially in the church, because you have broken homes more so in the church than you do in the world.
Wow.
It's crazy because I see it all the time. You see more people outside of the church who don't have the teachings, even the power of God, who understand the power to stay. Even if, I mean, especially when kids are involved. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times men grow up, they grow up without this structure. So because they grow up without a structure, then they grow up with a whole lot of things they're carrying. So them three words can either be detrimental to a man, or it could be helpful to a man who has dealt with his issues.
Right.
So if you come to him and say, babe, we need to talk, automatically a man who has not dealt with his issues already know it's something he did and he don't want to deal with it. So he's going to run with it. But he's going to run from it.
And that's Kim says, okay, that was something else.
Yeah.
The thing that I want to get out to is the thing of, hey, Dwayne, how you doing?
That's right. Wow, that's true, Thomas.
What? No inside counseling
in most ministry. They don't. It's sad because churches do not deal or have counseling for marriages.
Church used to be family, and family talked amongst each other about issues. I know you had some people talk behind your back. Either you're going to talk about me, or you're going to pray for me.
Yeah, that's true,
Or you're
going
to talk about me to somebody that pray for me. That's why I'm transparent.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, it's like
it used to be
family. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know, you didn't have a problem going to the pastor or in the first place about your issues. I think women sometimes choose the wrong time to talk. We have to make it a safe place.
Okay. That's Kim, you on fire today, girl.
All right. I digress.
You are on fire today.
You are fire boiling.
Kim Scott.
You are fire.
You are
boiling.
On fire today.
That's right. Because at the
Evangelist.
Same time, we do. You know what? We have to take responsibility.
Because there is a difference now. Yeah. There is a difference because you can say, hey, babe, do you feel like talking today? I mean, because I really want something to talk about. I guarantee you will get a better response than we
You'll
need
get
to talk.
A better response, but
we need to talk already. Already, I done threw up a wall of protection because it's like
we not talking.
Wait a minute, hold on. What do we need to talk about?
And half the time, I feel like a lot of times it's been portrayed that when a man say what we need to talk about, it's because he know it's something in there that he probably have done that she caught or found out about, and he don't know which one it is.
Thomas said a lot of times our problems when we talk to our pastor, it becomes Sunday sermon. Wow.
Wow. See, Thomas, that is a whole nother.
That's a whole nother podcast.
That's a month.
But if you notice, I got
that
about.
That's true.
I know about 9 million pastors, and highly none of them get on this feed. None of them. And I see them on Facebook. It ain't like they ain't on Facebook, but they on Facebook telling you about their church anniversary, telling you, and none of them come to this thing with none of them come to this podcast. And I'm not saying that this podcast is the best thing, but I understand.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
I understand that to really build your church, you got to build a family. And this is what I learned. In building a church, we can't expect people to keep coming to us. We got to go out into the fields.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't do.
You're like the king on the throne.
We don't do
that.
They
have to come into your kingdom.
Yeah, you got to come into my castle. And
they
you
have to hear a word that you have
don't
to
forsake
preach.
The assembly of the. And it's like we don't never
and
go.
Bring a gift.
There's been a whole pandemic that went on. And I guarantee you, I can count
a
how many
lot of
times.
People didn't even feel connected.
I can count how many times I've been called by any pastor that I dealt with. And not the pastor that I deal with and play for now, because I love this man of God.
Yeah,
I promise you.
Amazing.
He's awesome.
And not just because he's on the line either.
He might not be on the line. I don't care. But he truly,
yeah,
I'm
he
telling
is.
You, he's a,
yeah.
But you don't find too many pastors like that.
Yeah.
And trust me, this is not me bashing, because I'm not bashing pastors. I'm not
see,
doing
the thing,
it.
The thing
but this
it,
is an issue.
Yeah.
Because we don't deal with the issues that the issues become a Sunday morning topic as opposed to becoming a counseling session to really help the families in our church, man.
Yeah, and my thing is with that, it's like when you go to, okay, this platform, that's what I was going to say, this platform.
That's cool, Tisha.
The reason why I feel like it's important for certain pastors or people to come on this platform because the people are speaking. It's
okay.
Not just us ministering or talking to the people. The people are actually speaking on this platform, and they are speaking their truth.
Well,
they're speaking their heart.
Well, let me take that back, y'all. I have some pastors that came on. And I'll name a few. Some came on.
Please don't start naming names. You know how.
I'm not going to do that. You're right.
You might miss somebody.
I will take that back. I will apologize. I'll take that back. But at the end of the day, because Facebook is the social media has been taken over. I just don't see enough stuff like that I don't see enough stuff like that on Facebook. I see more church anniversaries and us fixing the church, us doing work inside the church. I see pictures of churches. I see more stuff done for the church than done for the people.
For the people, right.
And that's what I see more. So I will. Like, yeah, that's
Pastor
what I see
Jay,
more.
That's why I feel like when God gave you when you became the visionary of doing this podcast, I not only as your wife and your helper wanted to do it, but because I felt like that God has shifted.
Yeah,
God's
yeah.
not in that place anymore. He has shifted, and now the people should have an opportunity to speak.
That's right.
And that's what's happening now. The people have been left out, and the man of God has become a lot of times the focus of everything. And sometimes people, and this is what we get from real talk with real people. Sometimes people feel like they're not important in the church anymore unless the pastor
that's right.
recognizes
that's
them
right.
or
that's whatever. True, Al.
So what he's saying?
Real people, Mr. Tink.
It'll come back up. Sonya said, that's true. Pastors should not make a sermon out of a counseling session. That violates trust in the flock. It does.
I've seen it happen where pastors dealt with issues in the church through their sermons, you know,
but
instead
of
dealing with it. And this is not for us to dog pastors
no,
out.
No, we're not dogging, but hey, this is the reality.
But this
though.
It is the reality.
We're speaking
it
truth,
is.
And we're not talking for all pastors.
Yeah.
Because
all
we
pastors
have to
are not
understand
like that.
Something. There are still some imposters out there who have called themselves. We're not talking about them. There are some, I mean, we're talking about them. There are some real pastors who God have called to the ministry, and they have a heart for people. That's how you could tell. You could tell
that's
by
true,
their
Thomas.
Fruit.
That's true. That's true.
You could tell by their fruit.
That's true.
They love the people.
Here's one I want to bring up too, y'all. I want to bring this up. Mm-hmm. Now, here's something that happens so often because
rules of engagement. Let's
this
go.
Is rules of engagement. This Ooh. Is this is another one that I another one. Now we know that we live in a world where there are nice looking women. And they're nice-looking men.
Uh-huh.
So if you're with your mate, your spouse, and a nice-looking woman for me, and a nice-looking man for her walks by, right? What would be the rules of engagement if you happen to look at a woman with a extra-large body part?
Nice shape.
A nice shape. Or if you see a man who has a nice body or he's handsome, like, do you take the time and you take a 5-second glance or you don't look at all? Now, I ain't gonna lie. I gotta be honest.
Please speak your truth.
I can't be honest.
You have to be honest.
I gotta be honest.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell a lie.
You cannot tell a lie.
Look, sometimes it's hard not to look.
I see him looking.
Sometimes it's hard not to look because the way these women dress today, they are very revealing.
They're very revealing.
They're very revealing.
They're very
so it's hard not to look.
God fashioned them, but then they went on top of what God.
Yeah, they went on top of that, and it's like boom, hey, here it is. Yeah, no, women today.
Hey.
Women today do not leave nothing for the imagining eye. They don't do that no more. You better date.
So you say you better gaze deeply into your wife's eyes and profess your love. But I'm not intimidated. I used to be. I'm not going to lie. Since we real talking, I used to be intimidated.
Al said, look, but ask for forgiveness.
But listen, y'all, serious, real talk.
No, but here's the thing.
I used to be real. I used to get intimidated. But I feel like because of what
I do.
We have
Tisha,
now,
what's I do? Wait a minute. That's so open. What do you do? You look or you don't? Huh?
Okay, listen. Like I was saying, Tisha, say your
married and all. She look. Okay, she look. That's so she see a nice looking guy, she gonna look. That's what she's saying.
Married and all. Okay.
That's what she's saying. Here's the thing though. I'm gonna tell you my truth though. The reason why I can look and not gaze, say, baby, that's a nice shirt. I would love to see you. That's a nice way to put it, Kim.
I would love to see that on you. But look at that shirt. That guy wearing right there. That's a nice shirt.
But here's a disclaimer, y'all. Here's a disclaimer. My son trying to call me. Here's a disclaimer. I dealt with so much hell from women.
Yes, he did.
I promise you I have. Uh-huh. I done got my tire slashed. I done got my TV scripted on. Jesse, you ain't.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that last week.
I got a TV scratched up. You know what I'm saying? So from past experiences of being not true to my look that caused me to go further than look, it made me now to just be able to just look. And it don't mean anything.
But not even just that. It's a difference in looking, and it's a difference from that and lusting. Mm-hmm. There's a look that it has become lust.
Yeah.
And when you lust after a woman, you might as well have undressed her whole everything.
Okay.
You know, there's a difference. When you look, like Al says on here, it's natural when you see something beautiful to look at it. But it's a difference when you look at it and it seems like your look is trying to get the attention of that which you are looking at. Mm-hmm. Or you looking at it that you so much that it's like, yeah. That's disrespectful.
I mean, I'm telling you, women are not playing no more. They're not. I see young girls now. Okay, that's just telling that I'll be looking.
Looking at young girls.
No, I don't mean that I'll be looking at them, but I'm just saying young women.
What?
No. I got a friend. We got a friend that works in a hospital.
Uh-huh.
And she tells us that women, Hold on.
This is real talk.
What I'm saying is that you got women who pay for extra parts. They take flesh from other parts of their body to put it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You got this is like coming from the young generation.
Okay.
So sexy, like now, the sexy today is way to the next level.
Yeah, 13-year-olds looking like grown women.
It's way to the next level.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I mean, it's way to the next level, to the point where it's like when you see these women. You'll know they're young because the way they act, but it's like the way they dress and the way they
present themselves.
The way they present themselves, see, it's like, what?
But we have to know, though, that that's a cry. That's a cry for something. Attention, mm-hmm. love. It's a cry for something.
Is that a cry?
I believe so. I need attention. I want somebody to notice me.
Okay.
I want to be appreciated. It's all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But what I'm saying really is, the thing is, to look is different. And I think that as godly men, we have to understand we have an opponent. Just like any game, football, basketball, baseball, don't matter. You have an opponent. And when that opponent is coming out win the game, mm-hmm. they are putting out their best people first. They're not putting out their third string first. They're putting out the first string. So if it's some females out there that's looking enticing and all that stuff, just know that is what the opponent is trying to do, trip you up.
Okay, here's a flip, because Sheena just brung up what I wanted to say next. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's
a surprise. What happens if, here's another thing. Now,
okay, come
now,
on.
We looking at somebody else, but what happens if you working with your mate? Right? Uh-huh. And somebody trying to talk to you, or one of the mates that you with.
Okay, somebody comes into your space
with it. Like, okay, we was out one day. I can only use us.
Oh, my.
You know, okay, I want to say this, y'all. Mm-hmm. Why is it that a lot of people don't want to deal with, why people are secretive about what they go through? Why is that? Why is it like people don't tell your business because what you go through in your relationship is private? Why is that? Why is it so private?
Word to be transparent, because anything that you secretively hold, God, how can God use that to help anybody? My thing, like I said earlier, my motto is: you're gonna either talk about me, or you're gonna pray for me, or you might talk about me to somebody that hopefully will pray for me. But everybody, I mean, when you're tired of trying to be perfect,
yeah.
Because you being fake, trying to be perfect for everybody, then you'll eventually say, you know what? And God will start using your mess as in ministry.
Yeah,
Me and Jesse have some things we've been through.
Yeah.
And
so,
it is our ministry
right now. So what happens if we went through this one time where somebody came and they was feeling my beard. It was a woman mm-hmm. feeling my beard and trying to sell me her beard oils. But she was touching mm-hmm. my face like, oh, your beard is soft. And it like caught me off guard. And I was like, oh gosh. She's touching my face. And my wife is over there. My wife
went
off.
He's not telling the story right.
I told a quick version of it.
Yeah, he told a quick version. She went off. Because them women were beautiful. They was older women. They.
I don't mind. I mean, like now, as long as they. I don't.
I felt intimidated because they.
I don't mind. That's right, Tisha. I feel the same way.
Hold on, babe. They surrounded my husband. We were walking out of a place. One lady, I thought he was behind me. One lady said, I heard her say, "Oh my God, girl, feel it. And it's soft too," because his beard was hanging like this. And she was all feeling on my husband's beard like that and inviting her friends. And she knew we were married and she knew we were together. And I didn't know what to do, because as a woman, this is a new place. I'm talking about, this is Houston, honey. Women in Houston are bold. I'm just going to say that.
Women in Atlanta bold too now.
Women, period. Atlanta women, we the do a different period. Type of bold. We're a little bit more discreet with our bold. These women, let me just say this. I didn't know what to do about it, because they surrounded my husband and he was caught like a deer in the headlights. He was just there and they was just. And I said, "Oh, my God." And I did not act like the woman of God at the time that I should have. I asked God to forgive me for that already. So I didn't know what to do. I was mad at him, because I felt like he should have known. Because if a dude walked up on me with his homeboys and they were surrounding me, he would not have been nice about that.
I said, sometimes when you love your significant other, you become protective over your love. Do you have to be protective over that?
That was very disrespectful, Sonya.
Yeah, it was disrespectful. It was very, but I didn't know how to handle it.
But see, me as a woman that sees my husband as this big, strong, he's very assertive. He speaks his mind. I did not, in my mind, fathom that my husband don't know how to handle this situation. I didn't know. So I held him.
So Sheena said, what if you didn't like... Sheena's been asking these questions. She asked, what if... you're with a woman and a man looks at you while you're with your mate and you're not trying to get this attention. True believers can look and appreciate God's creation, whether it is a man or a woman. We are beautiful. We know when the enemy is working. That's right. That's right.
We should. And when we know the enemy is working, we need to do like Joseph and run. If you know the story of Joseph, if not, read about it.
That's right. That's right. And the thing is, and let's be real. That's so profound. Kim Scott, she said that, because let's be real, y'all. We've been created with eyes. We're gonna look. We're gonna see.
We will look.
So let's not act like, "Oh God, I'm holy. Here. Oh hallelujah. Right. I'm not gonna look."
You're gonna stop. Stop it. If you walking with your if you walking with your spouse or even your girl or your man, you don't go and just give that person the attention you're at that time. It's like
you getting jealous, Tisha.
You all of a sudden now are over here when we right here.
Yeah.
And you stuck. Like, I see her too. I know she beautiful, but dog, you know.
See, it wouldn't mind me. Y'all be commenting about my wife on Facebook. I don't care. Because I know, guess what? Guess what I know?
Well, there's a difference.
I know for a fact.
Most real men I know are not even attracted to all that flesh. They like a woman's classiness, I guess, and elegance. Okay.
Well, see, you got to understand, the first impression is what you see. You don't see somebody's classiness and elegance. Mm-hmm. You see somebody's look. That's the first thing you see. Somebody, how they look. And all of that stuff is in the inside.
Okay, my husband does that too. She said when they start to looking and okay, I got a your comment went too fast, Tisha. When it come back, I'm going to read it. But thank you. I think you're fabulous too, Sheena. I really do. But you know how when it seems like somebody looking too hard, you give that public display of affection.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like that extra, like, yeah, she with me.
But see, that's what I wanted her to do that night when that girl was grabbing my bed.
That was different.
She came over and snatched me. So, get her in here. You ain't get the heck. Now, I wanted her to do it was she got it now. See, she got, that's what I wanted her to do from the first time.
There is no handbook.
I wanted her to show, because she is a classy woman.
I didn't know how to
handle
it.
And I wanted her to be like, you know, his beard is nice, but come on, he gonna only let me touch it from now on, sweetie. That's just what I wanted. Now,
in a perfect world, I would have done that. But not when these beautiful women are swarming around my husband. First of all, I did feel insecure. I'm not gonna lie. Because these women are swarming around you and you didn't say, "Hey, hold up, my wife over there, don't do that," or "No, you got to get off me." You didn't do that to defend our relationship. You was like letting them do it. And now I didn't know
if I was under attack or so they was going to jump me. No. I mean,
I'm not going to accept that, but I understood what you said when you said you really didn't know how.
Yes, I like it too. I like, but you know what though? I would have thought that maybe
like what
she might have wanted to give a nice haircut. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Al, you was my boy, Al. No, because then she started talking about other stuff that she also, her friend also sells that was very erotic. So they were having, using my husband in the middle of their little women's thing.
Tisha said no matter what, right, that is disrespectful.
That's very disrespectful. Because we had a conversation with the lady, so she knew we were married. And like I said, we had just moved to Houston from Atlanta. I was out of my element. Thank you, Tisha. That's very different, brother.
I understand that, but it's still, that's what I desired at the time.
You desired me to say,
I wanted that.
You did not desire
that's
me to
what
say,
I
oh, yeah, girl, yeah. You
yeah, that's what
body,
I wanted.
Girl. My husband got a soft beard. Come on,
that's
baby.
That's what I wanted.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll do that next time if there is
but
a
it ain't gonna
time.
Be,
but
I mean,
time
now, I see, now I know how to handle it next time. You know, it ain't going to be touching
see?
My face.
Okay, now you can say, now you know how to handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know how to handle
now
it.
Now I know how to handle it.
But that ain't going to happen. Because
now
we
know how to handle
nowadays
it.
People don't care about you being married. They don't mind being a side. That's true though.
They don't
why?
Mind being a side piece.
Why?
Yes, that is true.
Why,
and why is,
that? Is
it that women don't mind being a side piece when you can't have, if you can't have the whole of it, why would you want the half of it? Would you want a half of a dollar? Not the half dollar. I'm talking about a piece
well,
of
it's
a
still
$100
some money,
bill. You can only hold it in your wallet.
There's still some money.
You'll never
it?
Be
that's
able
what
to spend
people...
it. You'll never be able to invest.
Yes.
Girl, I'm glad you're not from New York. I would have had to fight that day. Get off my husband. No, see, Sheena, you know what?
Hey, y'all. We want. I thank God for Sheena Bailey.
Yeah.
I thank God for that sister there. Thank God. When I say she's been a blessing to this ministry.
She has been a blessing.
She has been a blessing. I just want to take time out, Al West. To tell Sheena
yes.
Bailey,
you are an amazing woman. Queen.
You are an amazing woman.
Let me tell you something. I have never, my husband and I have not ever met her in person, but I feel like I've been knowing her for like the majority of my life. This
yes.
woman is absolutely, and she desires to be a blessing.
I'm going to say it on live. She is a great wife.
She's a queen.
And the man
me.
That's waiting to sop her up, we going to work
you,
on
God
him.
For
thank
him.
God. Thank God for him, too. We're
because
not going to put their business out just yet. But thank God for him.
Yes.
It's all about what they can get. That's just get selfish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a selfish thing. But the rules of engagement, as my husband just put out, is next time, be a little bit more classy with your approach on how to do it. So then you won't look like the dummy and feel embarrassed, because I did feel embarrassed later because I totally misrepresented God, and that was my main thing, because we was here, we don't know who know us, we doing ministry, and what if she see me again and say, oh no, that's that chick that was cussing and stuff, you know, I told what I did, but okay.
Yeah, she, I didn't tell y'all she was cussing.
I did curse,
she
and
was
I
cursing
don't, and I'm not
you
a cursor
get to him.
I didn't go that far. He's so
I thought she was
he's, no.
I was like the evangelist.
Lies. But
evangelist?
I did speak a couple.
Evangelist? Well, we were. Okay, well,
it was
we were.
A hard situation.
It was
tough.
It was a learning lesson for the both of us. It
I
was
asked
a
God to forgive me, and I'm only accountable to him for my sins.
It was a learning lesson for the both of us, y'all. And she had one good one. Say the one you were talking
what?
About. About the when the kid is how do
oh
yeah yeah we're gonna deal with
closing.
This
what time
in closing
we got
10 minutes y'all
we have 10
to,
minutes
to start this last one
listen
that oh wow when
rules
they get
of
to
engagement.
Mine too long,
now babe you're gonna have to not read the comments while I say
I'm
this
sorry.
One
I'm sorry.
This one is important to me. Rules of engagement. How do you be a stepmom, bonus mom, and what I say is mom too. I'm a mom too, and this is a dad too. We have kids that, I mean, he has four children that are not my biological children. But when people outside of their parents being around say, well, how many children do y'all have? I say five because I have one, a biological, and his four. I claim all of them. And I love all of them, even whether I know them well or not. I love them because they're his children. However, whenever their parents are around, I don't know what to say because a lot of times I don't know how they would feel about me claiming their children as my own children.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the rule of engagement? How nobody has ever taught us how to be step. I want to love them like I love, but I don't want their parents to think that I'm trying to be mom because I'm mom too. Like I love Zion. I love London. I love
Denzel.
Yeah, that I love me some Denzel, Jaquan, and my own TJ. I love my five kids. And I also love Cherie, right. And I love Jazz. These are my babies, and I want to get to know them better. I want to, like, be mom, too. Like, who I want them to get to know the mama that I am. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know how to do that without offending the moms and making them feel like that I'm trying to come and be, you know, mama. Like,
I would say we are human. We are human that are Christians. Depending on what is more likely... Then likely I'm never embarrassed unless I used to those 3, 4, 5 letters up. Okay, got you, T. Got your T-shirt.
I need to know.
So
what are the rules of engagement?
So one thing I notice is that, first of all, the only way you can be a step parent is, first of all, you have to be together in union, because the two have become one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have become one flesh with that man or that woman, there's no such thing as step.
Yeah, I'm there's mom so, too.
There's no mom one and a half. Oh. There's no mom. I don't agree with that.
I say out of respect though, because I don't want to say, yeah, I'm his mom.
No, I mean we are.
I don't know how to do it.
I don't know. My daughters, I have a lot of daughters, but these are not my biological daughters, but they are my biological daughters, and. And because I didn't play role daddy. I was dad.
Yeah.
So because of that, the relationship, but well, here's the thing. I think it takes a nation to raise these kids, mm-hmm. especially today. So the more people who are imparting in the kids' life, I think everybody is important. And if everybody would play their role, not overstepping nobody, if everybody plays their role, the parents over here and hopefully the parents over here. Mm-hmm. So the kid has a whole lot of home structure. I believe the more that you have preaching that message, it's better, because then you won't have somebody dropping the ball over here, right. Trying to be mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or I just believe it's better when you have everybody involved in the kid. So, you know, I got about 9,000 moms.
Let me read some of these comments coming through.
I love
my older two kids, and I didn't give birth that I didn't give birth to.
I feel the same way.
Proceed cautiously and use emotional intelligence. Adults need to be adults.
That's okay? Right. That's true, Sonya. I like that, Sonya.
Okay.
That's great.
And this is coming from a mother.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Let's see another comment. A man whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Not even yourself.
Not even your kids. You're right.
Not even your kids.
It was a lot of times that my husband and his child's mother made plans for our household that didn't include me because it was for the child. Okay, it's all about what they can get. Okay, that's a comment that came through before from Kia. I saw some really good comments about this situation. And as soon as they come back up, we're going to read them. But that's my thing. I want to let Leslie know. I love me some Zion, Jazz, and
Cherie.
I'm sorry. That slipped my mind. But the thing about it is I want Leslie to know that I love them, but not to the point of disrespecting her parenting. And the same with Marie. But Marie, you know, she kind of have – let me know that she accepts the fact that I'm Denzel's mom too. So, you know, I want to be that for them. You know, I want to give them the love that God gave me to give my babies. And that's what I think they are. I think they're my babies. So.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be all right, y'all.
As an adult for kids and not yourselves.
That's okay, right. Al, we love you.
We love this platform, guys. We love Shift Real Talk Tuesdays because, just as I said before, the people are speaking. You guys minister to us.
Thank you.
How
is Keisha?
We minister to
Wait,
you.
Wait, that's Keisha.
Yeah, that's my Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Yeah.
I just realized who you were,
girl. Yeah, I see your picture now, girl. Y'all, we got a new little thing going on where we see the comments.
Hey,
that's
my singer, Keisha.
Sometimes it can be hard. As a second parent, when biological parents is jealous, envious, and tries to control how you deal
that's
with
true.
The kid.
That's true. Okay. It can be hard.
Yeah, it can be hard. It can be tough. But
there's a level of maturity that we got to get straight past. We got to get past
no
that.
No threat. All I want to do is love them. That's it. So
yeah, you got to. Man, we thank y'all, man. Look, y'all, listen, y'all. Man, We thank y'all for shifting over. You guys have shifted.
Yes.
Man, we're going to be coming up with some stuff, man. We got some stuff coming up.
We have June on the line on Jesse Moore's page.
Hey, June.
Candy, Dwayne, you guys, we have all shifted.
What's up, cuzzo? My cuz, Dwayne.
Real Talk. Well, actually, Shift Movement 2021 Facebook page. When you get over to that page, like it, give it a thumbs up. I hope everybody has done that so you can receive all notifications. And we want you to put in comments, I shifted. If this podcast has done anything for you,
love
you
more, Tisha.
Any kind of
love
value
you
to your life, give it a fireball. Find some kind of fire.
That's right.
And I want to see some fire in these comments, y'all, because we said we was going to give y'all a fireball.
That's right. That's right.
Because of you.
Tisha, we're going to get with y'all, you and your husband, because we want to bring y'all on the podcast one Tuesday.
Ooh,
Tisha and your husband. We want to bring y'all. We got some couples we're going to start bringing on here too, y'all.
Yeah.
We want to bring y'all in the studio.
I can't wait to bring Sheena and her beau on. That's going to be awesome.
Nah, this is my cousin Dwayne. Not that Dwayne. Not that. This is not Dwayne Myers.
But y'all listen.
Dwayne usually come on here though. He ain't been on here in a couple weeks. Yeah. When did you
As
on
always.
Here?
Oh, and I want that. There goes some fire. Fire. We got some fire.
Hey, listen, y'all. This is, man, I don't want to start calling names because I don't want to mishap nobody.
Yeah.
But I got another daughter on here, Kia. I haven't seen Gladys in a minute, Kia.
Kia gave us a lot of fire.
Yeah. We thank God for Kim Scott. Kim Scott.
We love the fire.
Kim Scott is a part of us.
Kim,
I don't care what you say, Kim. You are a part of Shift.
Oh,
ministries.
Oh, by the way, the Holy Spirit just downloaded something in my hard drive.
Especially Tisha Thomas.
And let me tell you, Tisha, come on. Tisha has invited us into her family. Tisha said, we family. And that's all I need is to hear, girl. But let me tell you, God just downloaded. Kim Scott, know this. You will be a guest soon, so get ready because you have something to say, boo.
That's right. We got some guests that we're going to start bringing on, y'all. Kim Scott, Mr. Scott, she got her. When I tell you her husband is a man of God that know this word.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to get him on here, too. We're going to get them on here one too.
Tisha,
he just too busy.
Fire.
We love you guys.
That's right.
Tisha, we love
share
you.
Share this page.
Thomas Hunter,
like
I West.
It, share it.
We love y'all. Y'all are usuals. If y'all want to be a blessing, because every time we get off this line, somebody always say, we want to bless you guys, but you never
y'all
give
never
us an opportunity
cash,
to bless us.
We do apologize.
And only because we do not do this for that.
Yeah.
But we're not going to, if you want to be a blessing, we're not going to stop you. So if you want to be blessed, a blessing, Shift Movement.
Dollar sign shift movement.
So if you just want to be a blessing, it'll really help us just keep giving, bringing this, you know, being able to pay for the studio time. So, I mean,
that's all.
Pay
for studio time.
And a lot of times when you bless us, we bless somebody. I promise you.
Yes.
Sheena Bailey blessed the ministry, and I promise you, we bless somebody with what she blessed the ministry.
And sometimes we have an opportunity to bless one of you, our viewers, with a small token of love.
Yes.
So
it just helps us do ministry, y'all.
Let's pause for station identification.
Send
real
the Cash
quick.
App on a link. The $ Quincy, if you can hear us, can you put the $ Shift Movement.
Sheena has it too.
Type it on there for somebody.
Y'all listen. We are here live from Sacred Stone Studios here in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
This is our place where we come to share the love. So if you are in Houston, y'all listen. Sacred Stone Studios.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Kim Scott. Thank you, Kim Scott.
So, Jazz, thank you for the fire. Y'all, listen. We love you. We love you. We love what you represent. We love everything about what God is doing in your life. We pray for you daily.
And bring back choir music.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
Listen, y'all.
We got a couple announcements that we're going to be putting on the page. So, y'all just follow, like, and share. Please like and share Shift Movement 21.
Yes.
Like and share.
Like and share.
We're working on, I'm going to get with Quincy after this. We're going to work on a radio station, y'all. We're working on a radio station. I didn't talk to him.
Kind of we're
going to work on a radio station where we're going to give local artists some air to play. We're going to work on a radio station, Quincy. We're going to work on one. All right, so we love you guys.
Yeah.
Our time is up. Lord, we bless you for this time.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you for the comp. We thank you for relationships.
Thank you for
the relationship that we're establishing with the people, God. And we thank you, God, because, God, we are so grateful for you allowing us, God, to even just have this opportunity. God, we don't. If we had 10,000 thumbs, God, we could not thank you enough. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the doors that you're opening. We thank you for the doors that you're going to continue to open, God. The people that you're going to allow us to meet, God. The relationships you're going to allow us to come across, God. And that, God, even the relationships are on the line that are powerful. Our Kim Scott, God bless her family. Our Tisha Thomas, God. Pastor BJ Noel, God. And his family, God. We just thank you for Al West and Sheena Bailey. Continue to bless all of them, God. Every Candy Williams, God. If I can't stop calling names, God, but everybody, God, just those who standing in the need of prayer, God. God, we ask you to meet the needs, God. Oversee a burden, God. And him and his family, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Because we know every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God, even those who just got married, our brother Ted, and those who are going to get married, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We just standing in the gap, and we're touching and agreeing, God, for these relationships and for these marriages, God. Because we know the enemy does not desire for unity to come forth, but we're coming against divorce. We're coming against confusion. We're coming against brokenheartedness, the things that cause divorce, God. And we're just coming against it right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
All else.
Amen.
Amen. Congratulations to Teddy McLeod and his new bride, April.
Yes.
Now listen, we will see you back here
next Tuesday.
Real Talk Tuesday.
Same time, same bat channel. Same place.
This is your girl, Lady Free. I mean, what can I say?
Pastor
J. This is your girl, Lady Free.
Signing out.
Pastor J, signing out.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.